The big weekend ahead for one of the great film festivals in Sonoma County. It's the Alexander Valley Film Festival, now through Sunday. And the executive director, Catherine Hecht, is here to talk about it. Hi, Catherine.
Hey, Pat. How are you?
It's quite the collection of films, it looks like. What are you most excited about?
Well, I'm most excited about getting everybody back together to have this thing.
Yeah, because it was scheduled for a year ago, and then the world changed.
Yeah, it sure did. And last year we did have a community get together. It was obviously under very different circumstances, but this year we get to incorporate that and look at these movies through a slightly different lens, but still get together and just see some of the best in cinema from around the world. We have our big opening night splash tonight, Free Solo. We're going to have, we'll have a special guest, Evan Hayes, the producer, will be with us tonight, and a beautiful, intimate reception afterward. But then the rest of the weekend is just shaping up to be incredible. We've got Kate McMurray coming to introduce her father's legendary film, Double Indemnity, on Saturday night.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. We're doing a pop-up cinema over at Oddfellows Hall in Geyserville all day tomorrow.
Yeah. You hear totally of pop-up everythings, but this is kind of a new thing.
Yeah, it's kind of ambitious, but we've done it a couple of times here and there, and it's just so fun to put movies smack dab in the middle of everything.
Absolutely, as well they should be. And the film festival takes place in several different locations over the course of the weekend, right?
That's right. We are at the Raven Film Center in Healdsburg. Last night we had a neighbor screening at Alexander Valley Hall. We'll be in Oddfellows Hall all day tomorrow in Geyserville. And then concurrently, of course, we're running movies at the Clover Theater in Cloverdale.
How many attendees does the Alexander Valley Film Festival generally have?
You know, we have year over year increased about 25%, which just speaks a lot to the hunger for good movies. And good storytelling. But this year we'll probably sell well over 2,000 tickets. Thinking maybe we're probably cruising towards 2,400 tickets.
Oh, that sounds like a success to me. And talk about how your film festival, the Alexander Valley Film Festival, has really gained notoriety and has gotten some really amazing reviews. Elevation of the film festival.
Oh, well, thank you. We've worked really hard to make this an event that reflects the community. Our screening team, which is a core group of 25 to 30 volunteers, screens all of our content. So we are really programming for the community, by the community. Plus, we've been adamant from the beginning that this is really about education, whether that's young people, old people, all ages, but you know, when it starts with our kids and making sure they have access to media literacy skills and storytelling skills, which are going to serve them in the 21st century marketplace, it's just a way to incorporate art into everyday learning. And that's the piece, I think, that makes it so sustainable that everybody can get behind, especially when it comes to public education.
And Catherine, are there local angles to the festival itself? Are there any local entries?
Not from Sonoma County. We do have a couple of Bay Area filmmakers that are joining us.
Okay.
And you know what? I said this the other day. We actually do have a Cloverdale filmmaker who submitted a short film that she made, and she's coming back home to Cloverdale. She's going to stay with her grandmother and do a couple of Q&As with us. And then we have Rodents of an Unusual Size.
Yeah, that one jumped out at me, I have to tell you.
Yeah. All about the nutria explosion there in New Orleans. And we have one of the directors is coming up from Oakland to be with us this weekend.
All right. Very, very good. And talk to us about the cost of attending the film festival.
You bet. Tickets are $12 each. We have student tickets for every screening are $2 each.
Wow.
And if money is ever an issue for anybody, they can always just find a box office manager and let them know that. Double Indemnity tomorrow night at Oddfellows Hall will be $25 because we have a cocktail hour with Sip Song Spirits and local wines from 7 to 8. And then we'll have, Kate McMurray with the feature film.
Yeah, I bet you'll have a few other things, something, a few things, stories to add to that presentation of A Double Indemnity, too. Yeah, that'll be great with Kate McMurray. Well, continued success to you, Catherine. You've set the bar increasingly high every year, and let's hope that this is twice as good this year to make up for last year.
Oh, thanks, Pat. And it's always such a treat to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Executive Director of the Alexander Film Festival, Catherine Hecht. Another opportunity to see some great movies for an amazingly low price.